You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
大家好，我是 Helen.
In Real English, we look at words and phrases people use all the time, but you probably won't find in your dictionary.
希望您在今天的地道英语节目中能学到在词典里可能找不到的常用英语表达。So, Neil, how are your holiday plans? Are you still going to Paris?
Oh, Helen, didn't I tell you? It's all gone pear-shaped.
Pear-shaped? 我问 Neil 他到巴黎度假的计划怎样了。他告诉我 it's gone pear-shaped, 成了一个驴子的形状。
Yeah, you know, I told you I found a really good deal with a cheap flight and hotel.
Yes.不久前啊 ,Neil 找到了一个又便宜又好的旅游套餐。
Well, after I booked it, I found out the flight's at 4 in the morning. The airport's 100 kilometers out of Paris, and the hotel is still being built.
Oh no! 当他订了票以后才发现飞机航班竟然是凌晨四点起飞。而机场离市区也很远，而且酒店还在修呢。
So as I said, it's all gone pear-shaped.
在英语里，如果什么事情被搞砸了、完蛋了、没办法补救了，那我们就可以说它是 goes pear-shaped.
How was the job interview? Do you think you got it?
Well, I started okay, but it all went pear-shaped and they asked me why I got fired from my old job.
So, if a plan goes wrong, we can say it went pear-shaped.
That's a funny expression. Why pear-shaped?
I don't really know, actually.
What shall we talk about now?
I don't know, really. This program's gone a bit pear-shaped, hasn't it?
Yes, it has a bit.
Well, fortunately, we've run out of time today on Real English. To learn more useful expressions, go to our website, www.bbcchina.com.cn.
That's www.bbcchina.com.cn. 今天的地道英语就到这儿，我们下次再见。
Bye.
Real English from BBC Learning English.